Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook. My name's Philip Dawson. Role conflict is a significant cause of workplace stress. It can occur when we face seemingly incompatible expectations, for example, conflicting deadlines set by different supervisors or clients. Role conflict may also arise where there is ambiguity or overlap between the different roles we fulfil. For instance, where a manager has to discipline members of a team who they consider to be their friends. It's not just in the workplace that we face role conflict, but within all areas of life, and perhaps especially at the point at which the different areas of our lives meet. Nor is it always a third party, another person, who places these pressures upon us. It is just as likely that role conflict arises from expectations we place on ourselves, or from a desire to conform to overlapping societal and cultural norms, for instance, to have a successful career and a happy family. This week, the Church remembers the birth of Mary, the Mother of God, who is also the Blessed Virgin Mary, someone who embodies the ultimate role conflict. What can the example of Mary teach us about the conflicting roles we embody? The Gospel reading set for the Nativity of Mary is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Our reading gives us a glimpse of the conflict Joseph faced between his role as Mary's future husband and his life as a law-abiding and righteous Jew in a society where adultery was punishable by death. We're told that Joseph considers dismissing Mary, breaking off their engagement quietly, rather than have her exposed to public disgrace arising from accusations of having had relations with another man while betrothed. It seems hard to imagine that Mary would not have considered the very same issue herself when the angel Gabriel appeared before her at the Annunciation. Joseph's gut reaction of no to his continuing relationship with Mary makes her yes to God seem all the more amazing, especially when we also recognise the dangers both to mother and child of giving birth in those times. But for many, dwelling too much on realism when we're talking about the life of Mary is controversial, judging by the reaction to what we might call the more human depictions of her in art. Max Ernst's painting of the Virgin spanking the Christ child, and more recently Guy Reed's sculpture of a naked Mary and her child at St. Matthew's Westminster, just two examples. In fact, a great deal of teaching and symbolism seems at best to downplay Mary's life experience, her humanity, prior to the Annunciation, shrouding her own agency in responding to God's call through Gabriel, her yes to God inevitable, despite her bold questioning of the archangel. This image of subservience conflicts with that of Mary as prophet, which we encounter later in Luke's Gospel as she sings the Magnificat on visiting her cousin Elizabeth. Words that have proven to be inspirational to the poor and oppressed, especially in Latin America, to whom the handmaiden of the Lord is seen as a position of honour. as both Mother of God and Blessed Virgin, Mary embodies what we might call extreme role conflict, the traditions and dogmas associated with which remain a source of difficulty and disagreement to this day across the Church. For some, the humble handmaid has been placed on a pedestal that is too high to reach, distancing her from the lives of ordinary people, especially women. At the most extreme, the Virgin Mother is seen as a slur on motherhood itself. Anne Lodes, an academic theologian who's written extensively about Mary, suggests that rather than dismiss one or other of these seemingly incompatible roles, we might focus on the reality that Mary embraces both. As Mother of God and Blessed Virgin, Mary is a symbol of the wholeness that we can all attain through the grace of God. In our reading, we notice that Joseph's gut reaction of no, his instinct for separateness, was overcome, healed, by the yes of God's grace. After the appearance of the angel, Joseph's seemingly incompatible roles as Mary's fiancé and righteous and observant member of the Jewish community seemed rather less incompatible after all. Being open to the grace of God had changed his perspective, as it changes ours. As we continue to be confronted by situations in which the different roles we fulfill in our lives overlap, as we face role conflict caused by seemingly incompatible expectations from ourselves, those around us, or from society at large, may we be strengthened by the example of Mary, whose birth we celebrate this week. May we be reassured in the knowledge that it is not only possible to hold these seemingly divergent parts of our lives together, but that this is what God desires and enables through his grace. In Mary, as Anne Lodes reminds us, we see that grace is not faceless. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to learn to hear your voice, especially at times when we are facing seemingly conflicting demands on our lives. We hold before you in prayer all those who are struggling with role conflict, those finding it difficult to balance work and home life, and all who are on a journey to find their true identity. Inspired by the vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may we learn not to limit our understanding of ourselves and others by our different roles in life, but to accept the wholeness of each person that you have created, to see your grace in the face of all. In the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Start Stop Reflection. Please keep a check on our website for our events and services in church and online. Start Stop returns again online next week.